In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River 2,000 years ago is called a theophany or an epiphany because in Greek this word epiphany or epiphania means a manifestation or an appearance. And the word theophany or theophania in Greek means a manifestation or an appearance of God. And the word is used to describe the events found in the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, anytime there's a visible manifestation of God. And the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River is definitely one of these manifestations. Because on that day, the day of Jesus' baptism by the prophet St. John the Baptist, the Holy Trinity was clearly revealed to all of mankind for the very first time. The Father's voice was heard coming down from heaven. The Son was revealed standing physically in the Jordan River. And the Holy Spirit was revealed descending upon Jesus in the form of a dove. And historically, this great feast was referred to as the Feast of Lights, or the Day of Illumination. Because in this event, the eternal light of God was truly revealed throughout the entire world, illuminating all of mankind. This is the same eternal light that was revealed in the star that led the Magi to the city of Bethlehem at Jesus' birth. And it's the same eternal light that was revealed at the resurrection event, because Jesus, who rose from the dead, is the light of the world. And this is the same eternal light that manifested itself in the form of tongues of fire at Pentecost, resting upon the heads of the 12 apostles in Jerusalem. And it's the same eternal light that illumines each and every single one of us at our own baptism. Because at our baptism, we became children of the light. And there at our baptism, God called us to participate in His holy and eternal illumination. Through God's mercy and through God's grace, the waters of baptism become for us an illumination of our very soul. And at our baptism, the priest prayed to God to illumine our heart with the light of His own countenance. So at baptism, we not only become members and inheritors of Christ's holy church, but it's there at our baptism that we become truly filled with God's very own divine light. It's there at our own baptism that our bodies take on a physical change. We become illuminated with God's divine light. It's there that we pray to God to strengthen us, to live a life that continuously seeks a righteous transformation, one that continuously works to reject the old man or the worldly way of life, and one that strives to clothe ourselves with the new man, a life renewed after the image of God Himself. St. Paul in Scripture says that our baptism means that our focus in life is now not on the things of this earth, but that we should set our minds on the things above the earth. Our focus should be on heavenly things. And he says that we should strive to put off in our life. Things like anger and hatred and lying and arrogance and showing contempt for other people. But instead, we should always strive to put on or to fill our lives with virtuous things. Things like mercy and kindness and humility and modesty and patience and forgiveness and peace. But above all these things, St. Paul says, and most importantly, he says that we should put on love. And he says, because it's love that is the bond of perfection. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, from the moment of our baptism, whether it was as an infant or as an adult, from that moment on, we should always be striving to live our life in a way that reflects this kind of change. And today, as we are remembering and celebrating the baptism of Jesus by St. John the Baptist in the Jordan River, we should take this opportunity to reflect on and remember the true meaning of our own baptism. And we should use this day as an opportunity to seriously ask ourselves a couple questions. Number one, do we ourselves recognize a regular and consistent change in our own way of life? A change that reflects the image of God to the world around us. And number two, and maybe even a more important question that we should ask ourselves is, do others around us recognize the change of life that our baptism has called us to lead? Do others recognize the image of God within us in this world? Because God, through our baptism, has given to us our path in life. And he's illumined our life with his own divine light. However, it's up to each and every single one of us individually to live our lives in the light. And then we are called to reflect that light and spread it throughout the entire world. Our daily prayer as Christians should be like a prayer that I recently saw in a book that one of our parishioners gave to Father George at Christmas this year. And I'd like to end my sermon this morning by sharing that prayer with all of you. The prayer says, Lord, I ask you to love the world through me. And let me love the world through you. And let me be loved by you through the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.